Yesu yebazibwe abaana abaavu waggulu w'eggulu eri kitaffe.
Praise Jesus, children who came from above the
Father. Abaavu yagala ku ntandikwa ya kitaffe.
Those who came from the beginning of the Father.
Musiibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is the lives?
Mbuliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet off or your neighbor.
Mugambe tewerabira tulina kitaffe omwali.
Tell them, remember we have our Father who is one in heaven.
Nkumanyi.
I know you.
Now is about to give
you. You too, I request you understand me.
Kitaffe ali omwali muguru.
Our Father is one in heaven.
Don't ya.
Don't fear me.
Sigenda kubba.
I'm not going to steal from you.
Ngenda kulaga obulungi bwa Katonda waffe.
I'm going to show you goodness of our God.
Omanyi mu biro biri baatugamba.
You know, eras before they told us.
Wewe kagwe mulokole munonga.
You are the only born again. Your neighbor is not born again.
Nakati no gwengo otunula ku munono yinga
akutulako. At your neighbor them to look at you.
Ngotani kuna gotoli mulokole.
They to say you're not born, you're not born again.
Nabagamba gwoliranye na yemo.
They say your neighbor is a thief.
Nakati ngana gwoliranye na yemo.
And they say your neighbor is a thief.
Noga ma munote muri ya muri mulokole.
No one is born again here.
Andi buli omwatu na kumune gwe mo.
Each one look at another other thief.
Na yetu eba za Katonda.
But we thank God.
Atu wado musano gwo kumanya.
Given us light of knowledge.
Tukiriza na tuliza dilo ya liwa kuru enye.
Children of the Most High.
Iranga tukunganya mchifoche na yetu. Murukungana rwa batukufu.
And he gathers in this place at the gathering of the saints. In the holy clan.
Ayongere ndo kutubulira ebimukwatako.
And he move on tell us what concerns us.
Ati nafe ebitukwatako.
And we to what concerns us.
N'obulabirizi obugabirizi obulungi bwalina gye tuli.
And the stewardship, the provision he has towards us.
Tuzze kwongera kumanya ebirowoozo ebirungi.
Which come or move on know the good thoughts.
Ebiva eri kitaffe.
Which come from the Father.
Ebirowoozo okutuwa enkomerero ennungi.
To give us a better end.
Okusinga entandikwa yaffe
we yatandika. More than our beginning, how it began.
Ngambira muganda wo.
Tell your brethren, sister.
Ndino kwenda inje okulaba entandikwa yonge badde nzibu.
Your beginning has been hard. It's easy.
Naye okusinzira mu Yeremiya 29.
According to Jeremiah 29.
Olwe kumpa 12.
Verse 10 to 12.
Ndiwe tunaba olwo okunoonya Katonda.
After we seek God.
Ne tumulaba.
And we see him.
Ne tumwekenneenya.
And we search with all our hearts.
Nga leero.
Like today.
Anaatuwa enkomerero ennungi.
Give us a better name.
Okusinga entandikwa gye twatandikira. Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe
Yesu. The name of the Lord Jesus.
Erano butugendo munonya
and we're going to seek him
atusinzira mu kitabo
kye we base in his book
mazime kumayiro yafu ya kubanunji
truly our end is to be better
wali kufi atandika burungi
mse of us began well in this world
iromba nyo ruzalibwa
and you know those born
inside mwe mitawana jaya
the world are having its troubles
irajita agura abantu
and this tear apart people
na yeye namukama nga bitunuli
all those as God looks at them
agamba watendandikwa hiyo kujja mseni mwa maziga
so your beginning of coming in the world holds tears
yagala kuwe nkoma irunga
no wants to give you a better end
mulinya lya mukama wafu
in the name of the Lord Jesus
tubagala nnyo mwina
love you all
mwe bali kujja
thank you for coming
kuno bweriza
this ministry
gwe mulembo mpya
is the new generation
ogwina okumanya Katonda okujjudde
with the full knowledge of God
mulembe Katonda gwyasubiza
the generation God promised
okusira mu Zaburi ya 78.
According to Psalm 78.
Yali tutonda mu mulembe gwa abamumanyi.
You create in us a generation of those who know him.
Era abali musinza mukumanya.
And those who worship him in knowledge.
Na tebali nge mirembe gya bajjajja.
They are not like generations of their forefathers.
Mirembe gya bajjajja
abasuka. Generation of their fathers who lived before them.
So we uli leri nyo mulembe mpya.
When you hear the name new generation.
Wino kumanya Katonda okujjudde.
With the full knowledge of God.
Mulembe oguli mu kisubizo kya Katonda.
The generation which is the promise of God.
Era kati nga agenda maso n'okukituukiriza.
And God moves on to fulfill it.
Yasubiza nti enseri jjula okumanya Katonda.
That the world will be filled with the knowledge of God.
Yayogera mu Isaiah 19.
Isaiah 11:9. The world will be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters spread over the sea.
In Habakkuk
2:14
he says,
the world will be filled with the knowledge of glory of God. Now the moment you come in to know the glory of God, to know God and his glory. But remember, he told you in Isaiah 58 that the glory of the Lord will move before you and it will front you. The more you know, in authority.
We yongera amagezi.
The more you gain wisdom,
we yongera kuba wamanyi.
The more you get to be powerful.
Urabena amanyi agali mu kigambo.
You see the power within the word.
Yes, yabaziwe
nyo. Praise Jesus so much.
Kigambo kino kiri mu Bible tulisoma.
What in the Bible we read it?
Naye waliwo amanyi agakiri.
But there is a power within it.
Udwe tulubi kuri baba malaika.
Anytime you are revealed of angels.
Watu ukirize kigambo cha
Katonda. Those who fulfill the word of God.
Tuba tuzura amanyi agali mu kigambo.
We discover the power within the word.
Yes, yabaziwe nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Banya ne dobozi.
And by name and voice.
And
by name and voice,
Apostle
Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa,
and
our Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. We move on with our journey of heaven. My journey and your journey. The journey of those who existed before us and we existing now and those going to be coming. Remember of one thing, though you forgot of this journey, but God's brought you a book of remembrances
that
He can remind you of your journey.
The
Bible speaks in Malachi 3, starting from verse 13 unto 18.
That
the book of remembrance was written before the Lord and those who fear Him and those who are saddened of the detestable things of the world. This journey is a journey your forefather never understood.
Intending
that everyone who came on the world never realized of this journey.
The
Bible speaks in Timothy, First Timothy chapter 6, and verses 7, that we wrote nothing on this world, and we shall go back with nothing. The truth is like this. We came from somewhere. And when we came, we brought nothing on this world.
And
our going back will be like that. Most people say, what is that? That word we brought nothing. It's the word meaning we came from somewhere. If they tell you came here, but you came with nothing. You came here but you didn't come with a car. It means you come from somewhere.
The
Bible tells us in 1 Timothy.
1
Timothy 6:7. We brought nothing on this world. And we shall go back with nothing. It lightens for us we came from somewhere. It's not told us before. For you will go back with nothing. No.
It's
told you the way you came is the way you believe. Your home. Are we together? For in this way where we are, we are given things to use. And it tells us in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 that the divine power of God gave us all we need in this life and for serving Him and in total understanding of Him. Now though we are in the journey, He our Father knows of it. And though the journey broadens and is long, gives us houses and cars and it gives us provision that we can be revealed of this journey.
No,
that shouldn't work to gain of things because the world says you brought nothing on the world and you go back with nothing.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Truly,
Philippians 3:20, he says that truly our home is in heaven. It means as we came, I don't expect you came from your mother's womb. You've had 10,000 shillings in your pocket. And even the body, when you are coming from heaven, you didn't bring it. Your spirit was put in your mother's womb. They covered you with flesh, bone, and skin right from your mother's womb. Even that body you are eating, you did come with it. And you will never take it. They say, is there anyone taking it? Have you seen someone check out? They tell you went with their body? Maybe if there's been a trance,
you
don't see it's vanished. Like the body of Elijah and Enoch. Even the body you are in, you did come with it. In the
journey
of heaven, we have much to tell you.
So,
here I give you an introduction. What's the journey of heaven? Most people here would think it's apostle and his journey he moved. It's not my journey. It's my journey and your journey. It's the journey of those who lived before us. And we who are living now. And those going to be coming. But not all that they were revealed of this journey.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
You
remember one thing.
When you're
still in this body which you will not take,
the Bible speaks
2 Corinthians 5.
Yearn
for the body from heaven.
And
as you will unclothe this one, when you have a body from heaven,
that's
not found when naked.
You have
a body from your country home where you're going back.
But
reverence. All these as we speak them like this. Many have not made it back to their home country. The Bible says, Jeremiah 22:10, don't cry for the one who dies, neither the one who goes. But weep bitterly for they have not gone back to their home country. We have our home country in heaven.
And
we spend most of our years there. But the problem, this world is the world where we get lost.
It's
very hard to discover where you came from.
And
you too told of heaven. Be like a promise your way. As if
it's
impossible for you. When you come enter heaven. Friends,
there is
heaven. There is heaven. You'll be safe. But that is your home. And because you got lost. The brother said, I have not yet understood them.
I feel so sad that he's not understood them yet.
May God give you grace where you are. That you can be revealed. All our four fathers, they are passed under the sun. But never discovered they were in the journey.
But
so graceful to hear of the
God
of heaven. It's so
graceful.
So much.
I've
ever been in the world that I've not heard of it. I didn't know that we are even in that journey. I knew we are of this world. Jesus left telling us we didn't understand them. One day he told us, though you are of the world, you're not of the world. He told us, where I go, you know the way.
Where you're going,
how dare we know the way to there? You know the word getting lost, what it means? Now we have thousands of religions on the world.
Yes.
Religions can't tell us where we came from.
We
are in salvation, like we say. We are born again.
And
who are born upon the Holy Spirit.
And we became
Christians.
The
truth is this. Truly in this world there's a lot of getting lost.
They didn't
tell your journey, you got lost.
Even
if you drive cars, you'll build houses.
You'll not
discover your journey. Going back to your home country in heaven. I prove you have no meaning in that moment. You have no meaning in your words. You may think buying an aeroplane and doing this is the thing which makes you worthful. But you'll not be the first. They bought off those things. And the rich man based in hell, he said, I am bad
luck,
but he ate everything. Getting rich is not a problem.
But
not knowing of our journey. I may even speak that and we go back home. You don't understand it well. The word of this journey. Your forefathers. I tell you, the first day I heard of the John of heaven, God is taking me in the John of heaven. I asked him, whose journey? He told him, your journey. And your colleagues on the world. And those who live before him. And those going to be coming. I told him, how come? Told me, you're not of that world. I told him, how did we come here?
All
there are bricks which bring you on the world.
Bricks
appear how?
There
we not see them bring us. We come in which seasons? And how do we come? Why do we see ourselves being brought? I'm going to truly speak of that word. Praise Jesus so much. How do we come?
God,
how do we come on this world? We still come from a mother's womb. You don't come from
a mother's womb.
I bring you, just put you in those wombs. Can you show me how we come? He told me, I can show you. There are my angels of the council. They are the ones who bring you in the world. But the way you come,
not
easy to be revealed that you came. First of all, they take off the 9 months which would have revealed us our secrets, which can tell you where you came from. How did you come in your mother's womb? And why truly, if your beginning is from your mother's womb, why don't you go back to your mother's womb? Have you seen someone go back to their mother's womb?
Do
you know the word to tell you? He's elect. He's gone. Where did they not come that they are gone? Truly those words, they made me focus much on the journey of heaven. Someone comes here, the journey of heaven. Who went to heaven? You to yourself, you were there. I was taken to remind you of your journey. My journey and your journey. Those who lived before us. Those to come to the coming of Jesus. Journey not easy to discover. I want to speak of and how we come on the world. Most of these we started them in the second heaven. But today the Holy Spirit says no. These people think this journey is yours.
Those who have thought up to now.
He was taken there to remind us of it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. When he begins with us, explain us how we come on the world. I want briefly get explained of that today. Explain the code of the sixth group of angels, those who serve us. But then let me explain how you come on the world.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. How you come on the world is to remain your journey. And where were you before? Your religion is not getting lost, to forget where you came from in heaven. Your memory was deleted, you remember nothing. Heaven as if it tells you of a promise. But I say, my Father in heaven,
not
don't ask you the child, what are you doing on the world?
Yes, you have
raised Jesus.
Our
religion is
right.
My church.
Okay.
But not the thing
you
get lost. You get lost is not to realize where you came from. On the world, they are almost mad.
You know,
a person moves not knowing where they come from, where they are heading to.
Me,
God saved me from madness, I believe. I have fallen mad, yet I
didn't
know. If you want to prove,
we shift the
luggages from this land
to another.
We don't have permanent settlement on this world.
You sell off and you move to another place.
Yes, he was. Praise Jesus.
But
truly we came from somewhere. Let's read in the Timothy. I want to show you
how
you came on this world. How did you come? Not only you, but all people who have ever lived on this world. We shall get details in the second heaven. Where there are four living creatures. Where spirits come from. Let's read and hear.
Timoteo Chisoka, Esule Yomukaga, Bolunyi Yolokutano.
1 Timothy 6, from verse 5.
1 Timothy 6:7. Kubanga tetwaleta kintu mu nsi, kubanga era tetuyinza kujja mu kintu.
Kubanga tetwakola ki?
We brought nothing. We brought nothing on this world. Maybe we shall go back with nothing. But we who brought nothing, you expect we came from where? And that place, how long did you spend there? And the real truth, how old are you yourself? By the truth, ask of your neighbor. But you, where did you come from? And the truth, who are you? How old are you? Have you asked that question? What have they answered? Truly, if you brought nothing on the world, and you shall go back with nothing, who are you? Where did you come from? How old are you? There has come an amazing surprise here. You brought nothing on the world. You go back with nothing. Where did you come from? Who are you? How old are you?
I am like
8 years. You are lying.
But
came on the world, where did you come from? Who are you and how old are you?
You can beat
the entire world over this question. When you get from that body, and they tell you it's a lie, you would have gone where? To roam all over the world. Did you come from roaming over the world?
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
We
brought nothing on this world. We shall go back with nothing.
In Philippians
3:20, he answered us, saying, somewhere. Even the way we came, we don't know how. Philippians
3:20. Era je tulindirira omulokozi okuvaayo.
Iwaffe, our citizenship is heaven. How did we come then here?
Banange twajja tutya?
Friends, how did we come here?
Kubanga nabamukumwe mwali babana bamwe mwabagula mu supermarket.
You bought, so you deceived the children, you bought them from the supermarket.
Nabala mwabagamba nti bava mu
kundi. Even others, you told them they come from the umbilical cord. But deception is of this world, let me tell you. Our home is in heaven truly. How do we come from this world, friends? And the truth, who are we? And what is our real years? How old are we? Physical body years? Oh. Can you base on your shirt to count years basing on it? The shirt which found you, because you
begin
to say my girls are 2, 3, I've just gotten it. You see that body of clothing? It conned you long time. The realities of what concerns you, it hid them. God moved on, write a book to remind you the truth, where you came from and who are you.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. We brought nothing on this world. We shall get back with nothing.
They have
told us our home is in heaven.
And
we want to ask ourselves, how long did we spend there? If we are there, where do we live? But you, the word we speak of, I don't know whether you have understood it. There's another who said, but now. As we began the journey of heaven, God asked me that question. After he had told me of that scripture, you brought nothing on this world. And shall go back with nothing. I ask where I came from and who am I? I went found a woman, she was called beautiful one. She was 85 years old. I told her, who are you? She told me, I'm the beautiful. I told her, where did you come from? She told me, are you fallen mad? You asked me, I came from where?
Are
you going to die or you're going to go move on? He told me, I'm going to go move on. The one who goes, who is that? And the beautiful one began to put her palms on me to prove that I'm a human being. In the flesh, I called her grandmom. I went back to say, Lord, other old woman has told me I've fallen mad. But a white fallen mat, he told me, wisdom is not in gray hair. Wisdom is with me. Come, I'm the wise God. I'll take you to the jar of heaven. Explain you how you come on the world. And how do you go back? I asked the old woman, she knew nothing. She did not know her. She doesn't know where she came from. She doesn't know how old she is. You know how that beginning is? How the world appears in that moment. What's hidden many years.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And told
you, you have no permanent city here. Where is the permanent city, I asked. Where you are strength is right here.
And he said,
we come on this world. Why don't we know those things?
It's
not for our father. Who can explain us how we come on the world? You have any old person out there? He told me wisdom is not in gray hair. I said, now I'm going to get it from who?
And
I am the only wise God. I'm
taking you to the
journey. Show you how you come on the world and you get back home. And how many have gotten lost on the way. And they have discovered their journey.
We've
been in church all long.
Until
this time you're in the journey.
And
settled boat land pieces eating. All those we have there.
But
we use them while on the way. According to Hebrews 11:13-14, he says this.
Bebulaniya esula ya 11 olunyirwa 13.
Hebrews 11 from verse 13.
Abo bonna abafiira mu kukkiriza nga tebaweereddwa byasuubizibwa naye nga babirengerera wala era nga babiramusa era nga baatula nga bagenyi era batambuze ku nsi.
Waliwo abantu sookedde okutegeera. Those who first understood this before us.
Ibrahim, Isaac, and Jacob.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They realized that truly, this world we just came upon it.
And
we have our home where we came from. We are on our feet moving. They reached this cover and said, now,
the
way we come of this world, we are not of this world.
The
prayer moves
on
through our Father is in heaven.
With
the children, how did we reach the world? What did we do to him?
That
Father pushes us on the world.
Why
every person who passed through Adam passes this world? Is this our home country?
Or
there is a captivity involved here?
Or
there is a reconciliation involved? But they have not reconciled.
Well,
get revealed, this is their journey. The world reached our own territory. There are people I found under the ocean. In the Bermuda Triangle. They are close to 90 years. But they captured them when they were 9 years. They changed their memory. They think that is their home. They serve the fallen angels. They eat human hearts. They eat private parts of humans. They think they are meant to be like that. Even us on this world, you see, we are in the valley deep down here. But we are not meant to be here. Keep us if you put here to align ourselves with God.
So we can
go back to our home city,
Jerusalem
of heaven.
So we
can go back to the beginning, above the heavens.
We
are there even before heavens and earth existed.
What?
People say, if it's like that, now we've fallen in the knowledge which is very
tight.
What are we to do who spent long out there? When God was beginning as the beginning, accepted to begin his creations.
And
we began with God above the heavens in the beginning. You will understand it clear. But I wanted to show you of your journey. Understand how you come on this world.
You
will be revealed, you are right in the journey of heaven. You came from heaven, you're meant to make it back there. But not many that have made it back home.
Back in
Hebrews 11:14. The men like Abraham, after they realized they had a way to come out of the world, they began to seek of a way to make it back home. Hebrews 11:14.
They
had
their home country they were looking for. The reason why everyone who comes cannot be here all long.
On
this world we are brought here for a major moment. We have come to align ourselves with our God from our home country. For in another language, they use the language, we are like aliens on the world. Strangers.
We're
not meant to be here.
No
matter what you do, you can't be here.
You're
here just for a moment. That moment you may not have perhaps God been realizing
it.
And you want to use it wrongly.
It's
the time of eating, drinking, and eating. All those we do them on this way. But it's not the work we came to do on the world.
It's
covering we came from somewhere. It's not science and technology. But there's another out saying that is too much science. This is not science. This book spent a couple of years. I don't expect Abraham to was mad. Isaac or Jacob. To know that this is not their home country.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus so much. But what
Uganda.
Is this, brethren? Our spirits. When
they
are gotten from the four living creatures, it is the second heaven. We have not reached to study it.
But
when we were shifted from above the heavens in the beginning, our spirits were put in the four living creatures. And they were frozen in there. We are gotten from there. And we are brought from this world.
The
person is brought in a different season and times. And with the work of reconciling with God. Look at 1 Corinthians 15:23. Says every person on this world is there on his own time to align himself.
And
this is not their home. Let's read there and we hear.
First Corinthians 15:23. Naye buli muntu mu kifo kye ye, Kristo gwe mwako mbereberye, oluvannyuma aba Kristo, oluvannyuma aba Kristo.
First Corinthians 15:22.
Kuba bonna nga bwe bafiira mu Adamu, era bwe batyo mu Kristo, bonna bwe balifuukira abalamu. Olwabiri mu esatu. Naye buli muntu mu kifo kye ye. Kristo gwe mwako mbereberye. Oluvannyuma aba Kristo mu kujja kwe.
Yes, he was with
Praise Jesus so much.
Atonda bwe yalengera ekibi.
When God foresaw sin,
And after it
passed
through,
and he saw it will pass through Adam,
he decided
to freeze the spirits of all creations,
and he put them in
the four living creatures in the second heaven.
And
he said, but
all have
passed the sin of Adam.
I
bring them each one in his own time.
Everyone
to align themselves.
Now
imagine, doesn't accept to bring all of us once.
For
if he brings all of us once,
it will make us
fail to align ourselves. Groups of people which take us on.
Right
now we bring a few people
that
they can get gaps and space to align themselves.
There will
never be thousands of people making you get confused.
Evil
people of different generations.
If you brought
all evil in one generation,
you
would have understood, they would have corrupted you.
And
he said, let me divide them.
Let
me bring this in this era.
I
tell them the truth.
And
I bring them from the four living creatures.
I pose
your spirits, post them from there.
But
I brought you from above the heavens.
Before
God created heavens and
earth,
a place was in to call the above the heavens. In the beginning,
there
we find the new heavens and the new earth. Where we first lived with him.
Where
he put us in the four living creatures, where he gets us.
So
right now our spirits are gotten from here.
They are
given the angels of the scales, angels of the seasons and times,
and they
bring us in the baskets.
Baskets.
Not these physical baskets of the world. It's like a fleet.
It's
circular. All spirits are packed in it.
Those
of this year we have brought last year. If they dare find you
and
you've met with a man
and
they see the egg as made of a woman,
they will pass
7 days and they put a spirit in there. According to Zachariah chapter 5,
our
spirits are brought and they even know well what you're going to be on the world. If you're going to be evil or a good person, they put an option for you. You're meant to go to be evil. On the world, you'll put the gospel for you. You change.
Now you're
going to be good. You hold your righteousness.
All them
will find it there. The realities of things concerning us.
When
we are grabbed by the evil Satan, as we reached our mother's womb, to confuse us where we come from,
and they
cut off the 9 months.
You
are born and they tell you are 1 year old on the world. But they reach 9 months back on the world.
9 months
and you're brought back in the world.
When
your spirit is brought in this basket,
and you have
covered it in something like a lid.
Let's
read there and we hear.
Zakaria esule yokutano, olinyolo kutano.
Zakaria 5 from verse 5.
Malaika elayogera nange, naja nangamba antikale, yimusa ambasogo, olabeshi nechifuruma wechiri. Nenjogera antiecho chi, nayogera antiecho, ye efa efuruma. Era nayogera anti, amasoga abovegali wega chokunsiyo na.
Ba malaika babeli pimo.
These angels of the scales.
Abibiro nebisera.
Of the seasons and times.
Abadi mokubiku esuli yomukanga.
Revelation 6.
Onyolo kutanuro mukanga.
Verse 5 and 6.
Babi iraka abitu nsiyo na lemi ojo.
Are surrounding the entire world with these spirits.
Abajita demu. Mubububububububu.
And they put them in fleets which appear like baskets. On the entire world, and they wait to see what's meant to get pregnant, that they put that spirit there.
How
the works God does under the sun,
even
if you refuse to sleep day and night,
you
cannot see them yet, they are moving on.
Now
when we worship God,
we
worship you in knowledge.
We
don't think of only food. Because think of eating food and going to toilet. That is the major, yet it's meaningless. You go to toilet after. There are greater things more than food.
Our
Lord told the disciples, don't work for food which never reaches eternal life.
Think of
eating, going to toilet and come back. Eat more food. That's not the work which was meant to bring us here. They feel least off, I can go, I eat. They feel they want to go eat. Like 4 trucks of rice.
Almost
20 trucks of rice you've eaten them in the yards you hold. Fill 20 rooms like this of matoke, you ate them all. Eating is going to reach you where? Realize the great things concerning you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Even if you count how much money, counting will end.
But
all those counting for using it for life, you discover you're going and you prepare for that.
You
use this for life. But focus at the goal where you have to end.
Many
have reached their home country where they came from. Men have gotten lost on this way. Paul in hell, they're down there.
This is the world
they put us. Which one is this? They
reveal
their home country where they're meant to be.
The
man is in hell, he sits
up
in the country is
meant to be.
Yet he wasn't able to go back there. The master,
when
does it profit? Eat this with
their
world. But you forfeit your soul.
Say,
how can I make my soul a loss?
Well,
you've forgotten your home country. Prepare how to go back there.
But
move on, all these fleets. The fleets which appear like baskets.
Where
gather our fruits from the fallen creatures in heaven.
Zakaria esula yokutano olinyolo musango.
Zakaria 5 verse 7.
Era laba etalante yesasi eyasitulibwa noyo ye mukazi ngatula munda wa Efa.
Bakati
no
esasi kanduka biranga
sasi katonogine something like a bullet small.
But omoyo kubagusaji
bila mwe. Give it is covered in it.
Ebateeka mu kisera.
And they put in the basket.
Kubanga omoyo mutukufu
for the Holy Spirit.
Asufule emyoyo.
He begins to shift spirits from the fallen creatures.
There
are the eyes you see on the fallen creatures. Every eye is a spirit within the fallen creature.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Not which
started second. The journey of heaven is your journey and my journey.
It's
of those who live before us and are we now, and those going to be coming. I want you to discover, where did you come from? Who are you? And how old are you? You think you've just spent 30 years. Show yourself thousands of years you were with God.
Come
thousands and tens of thousands of years you were with God. 100 years
ago.
I want to confuse you, get lost in that. Your promise is this. The promise of God.
We
were with him years. Go back, be with him forever. But when we told people, I preach the gospel, you're going to live forever.
And why to
have ever been out forever?
Still,
we were there many years. We spent a couple of years. Yet he had not created heavens and earth. Now above the heavens, we don't even know there. Yet you were there the many years. Father wrote for you, my child. What
concerns
you? How did we begin to leave me and you?
And
take away your things now. You be the writer's pen to lie to me. You began from the ape, the human beings. And you wait for the writer's pen. He told you came from the ape. It deceived you. As you leave the body, you've never been an ape.
Yes, we always praise Jesus.
But it's good God tells us our history. Where do we come from? Before we came on this world. And who are we? How old are we? In the few years we spend on the way, we have been confused of Satan. We choose out the wrong next life.
Yes, we have as well.
Praise Jesus so much. But when they bring the spirits on the world, they know what you're going to be on the world.
Yes, we have as well.
Praise Jesus so much.
But
they make a body for you called the house and they put you in it. And they put your spirit in it. This body is the house. But you are inside the house. Now you go in your mirror. And I said, my, I look so good. But have you even ever seen yourself before? Some of you check out of the night and you move all over. But you tell yourself, when you come, you say, I was dreaming and I was in this place.
Yet
you don't have. It's been sleeping. And I was in another place.
But
the
people
who was there, this body, or the one in the body, that you came back. You, I tell you, I have been in Masaka.
You have now
been in America. Who was you in America?
Nothing.
I dreamt.
But in America.
I've been like in America.
Wani.
You who?
Wait. Hey. Oh,
no, you'd vanish and go?
Yeah.
No. I saw someone there. I don't know who. Maybe it is me.
Nobody
is lucky and they don't know who they are.
They walk in the life of knowing
themselves, the power hindering them to do that.
But
the point of it, they say, my eye,
don't
pull my hand. But it is yours, it's not you, the hand. This is the house.
This is the young.
Leave my shirt. You're claiming your shirt.
You
are near After someone discovers themselves, no more can handle them.
Even they see
the journey long. Discover yourself. How dare we me discover myself? How?
We have
told us out there. They
pray
someone.
Pray,
discover yourself. I got lost where? I discover myself? Where am I?
Yes, we must
praise Jesus. When someone is born of the world, what happens? Zechariah 5:8.
Namusula munda mu Efa. Nateeka omusinga wesasi ku kamwa kayo. Olunyolomwenda. Awo ne nnyimusa amaaso gange ne ntunula era laba abakazi ababiri ne bafuluma empewo nga ziri mu biwawaatiro byabwe era baalina ebiwawaatiro ng'ebiwawaatiro bya kasida.
Ono yalaba bamalayika, omanyi bamalayika
banyirimu. Angels are very beautiful.
Tuyinza okulowooza olabye abakazi.
You may think you've seen women.
Abakazi kyabira ne biwawaatiro.
What women hold wings? Have you seen such women? Are these not angels with wings? When you saw them beautiful, you know the basket we call the fleet of these angels, those which bring these spirits, you lift it and you're not writing it, it's very heavy. For it holds many spirits, those brought in that basket. Let's read and we hear.
Zachariah 5 verses 9. Ne basitula efa mu bbanga ly'ensi n'eggulu. Olunya olw'ekumi. Ne ngamba malayika yali ayogera nange nti abo efa bagitwala wa. Olunya olw'ekumi n'olumu. N'angamba nti okumuzimbira ennyumba mu nsi ya Sinaali. Naye bw'eriggwa aliteekebwa eyo mu kifo kye ye.
Buli muntu mu kifo kye. Every person in their own place.
They build
you a house that is that body, and they put the spirit to be in that body.
And
you are in the body thinking you are the body. You go in the toilet. There are women there. They have their pains, they write on themselves. They are in the bathroom. They first cut off their eyelashes. And they think,
this
you put on, they don't look nice. They write on new ones. They begin to write new ones on themselves. And they have looked good. They are on their clothes, they are praising it. Let's remain clean and we work on ourselves. No, you're working on the clothes. Now must think of yourself in the clothes. And when you discover who you are, taught us the inner man. Understand the inner man.
Yani,
who is he?
Me
understood him in the child of heaven.
Yes, he was
praise me. Jesus. I understood where he came from and where he goes back.
In
the years, he has countless years. God has created your spirit to live forever. If you don't discover your home country, he has to put you in hell forever. That lake of fire forever. We are created meant to live forever. That's why when we overcome, life we are into is forever joyful. He prepared us the city of God. He prepared us the garden. He put there above the heavens. He prepared the new heavens and new earth. He said to be forever. Cover yourself, get back home.
One
gets lost, they will be put in hell forever. Meant to be forever. You know God, in the beginning and the end,
yariwo,
he was there, who is, going to be.
We
got us from him, put us there.
Meant
to live forever. Now don't refuse to align yourself.
Maybe
you've been out in the gospels of your home.
You're
out
there,
making noise, wasting time.
But
this is the time to discover yourself who you are. Where do you come from? Where are you going back? How old are you? You
asked
that to your grandfather, the Caribbean slap before that. He said, who do you
familiarize?
You think I don't know myself?
They
don't know of themselves.
It's
not abusing old people in years.
But
from this world is a lot of getting lost.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. After they make a body for you, and they say, how long does it take? If 7 days pass,
they
have already gotten a spirit where it is meant to sit.
That's
why 2 Corinthians 5
Bible
says, while in this tent, this body is taken as a tent house. And while we are in it, we run that the glove as the one from heaven. Leave this and we are found naked. If we get from this tent, there is no going back in the living creatures.
You have
to the city of God and in the garden.
If
you do not align yourself in hell, what's this lake of fire?
It is where I've been at.
Problem, you forgot you are in a tent.
That
tent you're into.
But we'll
when you touch yourself like this,
yeah,
you are not this is the tent. Let's read and we hear.
Bakolinso ekyokubiri esula yakutanoonya olusooka.
2 Corinthians 5 from verse 1.
Kubanga tumanyi nti obanga ennyumba yaffe ey'ensiisira ey'omunsi eryabizibwa.
Eno eyabika.
This body is destroyed.
Yale bamala ne bagamba tumwabize olulube.
Let this carry out their funeral rites.
Yayabiseemu n'avaamu.
Got destroyed, we checked out of the body.
Eno eyabika n'otulika mu
this body get destroyed and you check out of it.
How does
this take to bury the body?
You
tell them, where are you taking me?
No, you
discover yourself.
Who is that you're
taking me? I'm here.
Okay. And if
you committed sins, you see.
Death
and hell is right for you.
You didn't
realize how long you're not in the body. You, the body deceived you.
We were stand no God, no man.
So the devil refused to know God.
Yeah,
come,
we take it
to your home country within hell.
Say you come now,
the land of torments.
Nimune baba tu alomu na mboko police wana.
Dead body of the world. Your tent.
Yeah, visit to am
been destroyed.
How about them?
When you've checked out of it,
you can never so come back to know it.
Angels are waiting
for you. And you are
good. Don't put in that case of yours. You want to get back in your body, you fit yourself in. It's not working this time.
You may
be there out there. No, you
can take it.
I want you to take this also.
Take it.
Don't refuse
it. Don't
take it. Life like this. If you take it, God says you must seek the kingdom and righteousness. The rest I'll give them to you.
Amen.
The rest are buried in
you.
God's sorrow upon him is one. Don't pray for the one who
doesn't pray for.
But why they have not made it back
home?
My child have made a loss in them.
And
he does not get what he
needs.
And the father himself knows them.
Has
not discovered themselves. Every time they do, they say, my father in heaven.
My child,
ask, what are you doing on the world?
And
how did you reach there when I'm in heaven? No. Give me my hand. You promised me all
along.
A hundred of the world. All this day I've come. I don't live here. Come from heaven. He
said,
come back home.
But
now the contentions are there. God says, I have a charge with them on the world.
They
refuse knowledge.
Come
to your home country back.
Tell
him, give us our portion of the world we eat.
You call it riot conference.
Your father is in heaven. It's a home.
Here
we got lost. I don't know what they preach to us. They're amazing. When it's on the world,
they tell you,
to bring you houses and cars
and
all. If we started
telling you,
100 trillions of angels.
Just
call those to bring houses and cars.
You think
it failed on God?
You tell him,
come from your throne.
People are senseless children.
But in doing good
things,
I accepted all, I did that.
I
was a senseless child speaking whatever I find.
You
call and say him. Now God has understood.
If
you are not God,
and if
you value, you come for me from. But let's read here. Now that body you are into, it is not you. That is your house, a tent.
Brain,
you have to realize yourself today and to remember your journey
and search for it
and how you make it back home in heaven.
All
you fought for them under the sun.
I
prove one thing, you're ruining this world.
Target
shifted from your rightful journey.
Now,
ruining, thinking you're moving on. Get your journey. God knows of it. Things is put along your way.
It is producing
along the journey. Used to give you your child. King of kings. Lord of lords.
The
child of the king, the preparation. The king of justice, Uganda. The houses they are built for her. Now look at yourself, you're a child of a king, you claim. The king of kings.
You're
struggling with just coins.
We need to know
our own. It's going to provide us, we shall be surprised. To amaze this world,
those
are my offspring, they know where they came from. I
went
to them home in heaven.
Let me
keep them on the way, eat, drink. Bible says, the child who had gone lost,
when he
turned to get back,
and
they ran quick to embrace, welcome him. If we turn like this,
and
we came back sanity, our home is heaven, where we came from. And he told us, those who left houses for myself, I will be given.
Those who left brethren,
them be given brethren.
Told
God is joking.
We are
not totally changed.
We have
not got revealed of our journey yet.
When
we came in church,
everyone
put things of the journey aside. Everyone brought their problems. They made it the main heading.
Yes, he was
praise ready. Jesus.
So wait.
That's how we brought on the world. According to Job. Job chapter
10.
From verse 12. He speaks this on this way. How he covers us with flesh and bones. He just covers us.
It
means inside the body we are there.
But what ngamba tells
me, I knew I was in the body. And who are you then? And where did you come from?
Okay.
How old are you? Just heard you are in the body. You heard of it. But you don't know of yourself. Even where I come from, you don't know. Even the years you hold, you don't know.
Even
when you go back, you don't know of that. Some of us had just the way, truth, and
love.
Have you seen him a way there?
It
you need to understand what it means.
Otuka kumuntu Yesu ya kubo
ogulamu
na mazima
which goes to heaven and they look up like that. I don't see the way there.
Bintu ya kutegeera
things of understanding.
Era byajja ku scenario
batu biza ntikitafa ali. The world remembered us, mind that the Father of us is in heaven. He began to show us the way.
Yobu esula ya 10 onyerwa 12. Wampo obulamu n'okuganja. N'okujja ku gye ndi kwaku mu mwoyo gwange. Olw'13. Era naye wakisa ebyo mu mutima gwo. Manyi ng'ekyo kiri naawe. Olw'14. Bwe nnyonoona, kale onneetegereza. Tonzigyako butali butuukirivu bwange.
Katuddeyo ku waggulu ku lubiri.
Let's get back from verse 6.
Yobu esula ya 10 olw'omukaaga.
Job 10 from verse 6.
N'okubuuza n'obuuza obutali butuukirivu bwange. N'onoonya okwonoona kwange. Newankubadde ng'omanyi nga siri mubi, So tewali ayinza okuwonya mu mukono gwo. Olunyolo munaana, emikono gyo gye gyammumba gye gyankola, wamu ne eruyi n'eruyi naye olinzikiriza. Olw'omwenda, kwegayiridde, jjukira nga wammumba ng'ettaka era olinzisa nate mu nfuufu.
Jjukira eri mu lubuto, remember in the womb,
babeera bakubikako amagumba
ne cover you with born and fresh.
Nakulabirira
nafuluma. And it watches over you get out.
Nenge ngeri gye wajja mu lubuto.
But the way you came in the womb,
neruwe ngeri gye ogenda okuva ku nsi kuno yaide nyinto
gibikuliwa. Leave the world, you've not been revealed of it.
Katumaliwa.
Let's finish here.
Yobu esula ya 10 olunyolo lwe 10.
Job 10 verses 10.
Omubiri gwange wagutulula ng'amata. Nonkwasa ng'amata amakalu.
Mu ntandi kwa y'emibiri gyaffe nga tubikkako.
Of our bodies as it covers us.
Gabeera ng'amata mu
kimanyi. It's like milk, you know that.
Egg
of the man and that of the woman, and they meet each other, it's like milk. And if that makes bonds, in 7 days, God knows where he's going to put the spirit. And they come open and they leave, they put it, and they put the spirit in there. Right from the top of your head. Where is that portion which is playing? And
they
begin to build upon you the entire body system. In the third month and a half, almost gotten some portions of the body. They start jump you up to start. And the child begins to kick active now. Remember, you know of one thing. This is a body system.
Cover your sim.
It's a cover of the phone.
Yes,
but the rightful phone is in the housing of it. These buttons you place
of
the phone, they are not the rightful buttons. Now you think this is your eye here. The eye is on your spirit.
Have you
seen a dead body which sees? Does it have its physical eyes? The problem is this. You are on the housing of the phone you're pressing. Inside is the problem where it is, on the real phone.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus. Now we are right inside.
If you
gather the all yourself, withdraw yourself from the legs, from the hands, and you rest on the top of your head. You just send breathing out. Breathing. When you awake, you spread back yourself to fit in the housings. And you feel yourself, you're fitted well.
And
then you check from the body. You check out, you see yourself a spirit naked. Those who have no bodies from heaven. And they have those who die through Adam. They appear like the aliens, body structured. You read with us that structure. You remember that body. Now you thought you are the body.
And
it conned you from there.
I
have no teachers with wisdom even. Those who can reveal those words. But gotten born again, we didn't refuse that. To get saved, you got saved. But Bible says, God wants all people to be saved. Preaching and knowing all truth.
Job 10
verses 11.
Wanyambaze diva no mubiri.
Yabikola ki?
He clothed us.
Bino byambalo.
These are clothing.
Ani gwe bayambaze?
Who did they clothe?
Tabad no bobadde nge no.
Look how you've been there, they say.
In a pere
this breast.
And he taken a cut
out me even display it on market. Pin it up like that.
Ofuna buno obulego
buli ne. You just switch pin them up like that. You're like that.
Ngo butunga kuli ngabo ne bina
babo. Pierce them like the meat of the roadsides. Now look, the problem to meet. You know a thief. They stole in a yellow shirt. They remove it for some time. And they bring back their shirt. You are told, but you are clothed with this shirt.
What
I tell you that clothing, your body, your clothing,
they
will choose you according to things you've done within it.
All
of you thought you are the one. Let me alone. The parts are mine. You are displaying them like that. You are on the body.
It's
a cloth, it's not you. There's another
who
said,
is that what
you You accept that. It's yours. short sleeve, they're long sleeve shirts. Now, You are short. When I check out
of it,
I'm a giant. Don't waste time with people. When you tell you have gotten old,
the
shepherd will get old. I'll buy a new one. It's cast from heaven. Job chapter 10 verse 11.
Wanyambaza ediba no mubiri era wagatta wamu namagu era wangatta wamu namagumba nebinywa.
Omanye chikugatta wamu.
You know what joins you up?
Gori moyori wa.
You are a spirit. Nayo
shika msindisi network.
You just think your network.
Nonyo exam
connect in the entire body and you fit yourself in it.
No tani.
And you begin to move the body. Now you are in a cloth. You cloth it just. And when you're going to sleep, you know when they carry you when you're not in the air body, the legs are all weak like that. Wake up, connect quick. The body is firm now. You are fit in it. Because the system was at the top here. If it's going to wake up, it opens the eyes fast. And it puts on its lightings. After you fit yourself in all the parts, you feel you're fitted in it well. You feel yourself.
A
cloth, you're calling it to yourself. This is what man told him. Come here, there's a revelation. And you've not gotten it. You want to speak of what's under your bed, then you realize. You have spirits in your under your bed.
What do
you
mean,
under your bed? You get them. You want that. That is very small. Don't trust it and has no any worth in it. You get that. We don't need to even
point that.
You have this under your bed. The one who has them, he knows himself. We don't do that here. Your father is in heaven.
Don't
you say your father gave them to you? Leave them. Let's move on. We are revealing our home in heaven. Don't reveal what's under people's beds. You go back, they're not worthy to be with them. John 10 verses 12.
n'okujja ko gyendi kwe kwakumma omwoyo gwange.
Kakati tugenda n'atuleeta,
now he brings us,
omwoyo ne guteekebwamu,
and the spirit is put in the body,
n'abeerayo ng'omwoyo mutukuvu alabirira,
and the Holy Spirit watches over the body.
Kafunye nyedo,
the child has gotten a nose. Yes, they have gotten even in.
Ati bulwaki omira amakere?
Why do you take your pills?
Ogena kyankala nyo
ku bwo mwa. The system, the leg of the child.
Ati mobodizi musamba
bili mu. Ecclesiastes 7:29.
Ogena dodo omuntu nga mugulu.
God created man upright.
Yegonjiza bi.
Invented many things for himself.
Emuna amira miraga gakini na miraga ate muli
mu. Pills get you pregnant.
Yakuje mwana nga.
Bring out a child and then it's big like that, a pumpkin like.
Ogamba ato moyo mtu kufuta ya mbumbe
burungi. Mold them well. When you miss the system, it leaves the child for you. A child that is a punishment your way. They are all bent like that. Besides,
some were
bewitched.
Kubanga muri munsi,
for you're in the world.
Muganye okulonda okubera abana
ba Katonda. Choose the children of God.
Abamukumwe muri bantu be.
Some of you are His people.
Abara.
Others,
muri bana be,
his children,
those
led by the Spirit of God,
others
are children of the devil,
there are
people in the world.
If you
are a person of God, you don't worship the devil,
you
don't want the peace of knowing God, you are hanging there, you are there. If you are a child of Satan,
you
speak evils.
Mwana wa Katonda atandika okunoonya
kitabo
mu n'amukulembera
n'amuwa
bamalayika
abamulabirira.
Obudde lwakuba bugenze.
Naye
nga bw'osoma mu Zaburi
139,
ebitundu byo buli ekimera ku mubiri
kiwandiikibwa
okakasa nti kino kyambalo.
Twamutunzeeko
amatu.
We put ears on them.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Never want to
and they register every part.
And
they know that that's just the clove. You write and read it yourself. Every part is registered one by one.
Say,
I know you are not that body. I'll tell you of your life how equal it is.
We
shall read this in the second heaven. And you see how rich is the spirit.
The
worth of
Jesus.
A precious stone shining like that.
Amen.
But others who have gotten dirty and dark, they have ceased to have life. You look at a person's spirit.
You
know, we cease to see things under the bed. You see someone and you see the spirit, and it began to get dust upon it because of much unrighteousness they do.
Ebibinga byejja mu mutima gwe nga
get from their heart,
byerambika ku mwoyo gwe,
mark them on their spirits. And it tells the truth of who you are. And you're rich to what extent? Why do you think he was made to give out his son? For your sake.
You
expect what worth you hold.
Bible
calls you a stone, a living stone.
Naye nga tujja eri ejjinja ekkulu kwe twaggibwako olwazi
waffe,
abeera omwoyo oguwa
obulamuwe
tuli nyo egyatondebwawo, naye nga tuli ejjinja eritemagala liti omwoyo gwo gwakolebwa mu jjinja
eritemagala.
Era singa Mukama akuyamba n'ovaamu nga toyambadde mubiri gweri waka mu
gw'omuggulu
n'ovaamu emirundi ebiri n'ova mu guno n'odda mu guli
ogwako
n'oguvaamu ko
n'odda ebbali ntunako
wenna nga bambi oliko olumasamasa
olukuvu
era naye nga bulijjo ndi wa
muwe
kati gwe weejaajadde kubanga tomanyi na muwendo
gwo
naye olwo obudde sobola
kujjukira. I want you to understand your journey is Lord, and when we reach the second heaven, after we reach the first heaven, where there is the city of God,
yes.
Many things filled with much wisdom. The latter check what promises you is.
Wisdom,
all surpassing power. The knowledge which is full.
Fear
of God which is extreme. You reach to
reality.
You never fear God when you discover yourself. But in summarizing, before we are put in the following creatures, we were above the heavens. Let's read briefly of that in Psalms. And you tell our years, you discover them. I briefly tell you of our years, where we first lived above the heavens in the beginning. Psalms 90 from verse 1.
Mukama, gwe wali kifo kyaffe eky'okutuulamu mu mirembe gyonna. Olwokubiri, ensozi nga tezinnazaalibwa era nga tonnabumba nsi n'ebintu.
Mukama,
Lord,
wali kifo kyaffe,
you were our dwelling place,
eky'okubiramu,
our dwelling place.
Ensozi nga tezinnabakubeerawo,
before the mountains existed,
nga tonnabumba nsi n'ebintu.
Before you molded the earth and the things in it.
Omanyi gye twabeera.
You know where we were?
Mumukama eri kuntandikwa.
The Lord in the beginning.
Wanga yeka nini yentandikwa ate yenkomeri.
He saw the beginning and the end.
Betwali yonda twalinga wakuru.
There we were above the heavens.
Wamala ye myaka egiwerera ddala.
We spent a couple of years there.
Natwenda bakutonda guna
nsi ngoli. The heavens and earth which are today.
Wabula kati katonda yatonda guna.
Right now we go to the heavens and earth.
Yasobola okukola transfer natujja wakuru.
Able shift us from above the heavens.
Natteka mbira mwe.
And put us in the four living creatures.
Daka tujibwa tulete
wabu. Right now we go from there put on the world.
Yetereza yadde mbivuga bya katonda bya
tekipena. Alliance goes back the cities of God.
Well, as King Asriwati,
well, if not by sin,
we
would have been directed to those cities and in the garden.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
Remember,
he has never put us there in the beginning. In the garden, we failed there.
Still,
we were pushed on the world.
So, our
journey is long.
Why
we were there. Ephesians 1 says,
as
Jesus long time in him,
before
the world existed.
And
before you were in your mother's womb.
Lord,
when did you know us?
You were
these ends, you children. We don't know their Lord.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. Let's finish Psalms.
Zaburi eyachenda olokubiri.
Psalms 90 verses 2.
Ensozi nga tezinnazaalibwa. Era nga tonnabumba nsi n'ebintu okuva mu mirembe gyonna okutuusa emirembe gyonna ggwe Katonda.
Tukumanyi gye twabeeranga
eyo.
Ku mirembe n'emirembe
n'emirembe.
Twabeeranga
eyo.
Zaburi eya 9 olunyo olw'okusatu.
Psalms 90 verse 3.
Osindika abantu mu kuzikirira.
Nagamba nti mu lugendo olwo yatuleeta.
His journey brought us.
Bantu amu olw'okulemererwa okwetegeka.
Some people
basindise mu kuzikirira.
Failed to align themselves and set them in destruction in hell.
Naba oluvannyuma lw'ekyo kuli bamusanga.
After that it will be judgment.
Gw'ennyanja y'omu.
Of the lake of fire.
Gy'agenda okusaanusizaemu
yonna. Where you will melt spirits from.
Era abalala bagamba nti mukomeewo.
Others tell them come back.
Era muddeyo mu nsi
y'ewa. Get back to your home country.
Naye sibanja abasobodde okudda.
Not many have been able to get back. Let's read on here.
Zaburi eya 9 olunyolo okusatu.
Psalms 90 verse 3.
Osindika abantu mu kuzikirira era oyogera nti muddeeyo mmwe abaana b'abantu.
Abamu nga tugamba naye mukomeewo muddeeyo mukuwe wammwe.
Go back in heaven your home.
Nga twetereza tutuuka bannaabwe.
Align yourself with rich brethren.
Wange gye twasooka okubeera.
That is where we first lived.
Era twolekera okuddayo.
And we head on to get back there.
Zaburi eya 9 olunyolo okuna.
Psalms 90 verses 4.
Kubanga emyaka 10 mu maaso go giri ng'olwajja olwayita.
Nti bwe twali ng'eyo.
That when we were up there,
nga tetukyabala myaka.
We were no more counting years.
Kubanga wabeerangawo emyaka 10.
As you live the 1,000 years,
nga bagamba yaakatandika
gy'okubeera. Just live the 1 year, one day yesterday.
And
we don't count years
there. I
can't tell you can count years you spent so far.
Ever since
God began in the beginning,
He
decided to create us from He Himself. From this word, the Lord Jesus, the true vine, and we too are branches.
In
John 1:16 says, from his fullness all of us we are given.
There are a couple of years.
And they told me of these words. I was so surprised.
Though
I speak how long, I can't get tired speaking of scriptures.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus so much.
I saw
greater ones which exceed more than what can do. And I knew our journey is long indeed.
Zaburi eyachenda olunyiriri olokuna.
90:4.
Temyaka lukumi masogo jiringa ngolwa jolwaita. Era ng'ekisimuka kyekiro onyolokutaano obatwalira ddala nga mukoka.
Mulimu abagenda n'abeerabira nga mukoka.
There are those who go and they are forgotten.
Agamba oyo mukoka.
And he said that is just wasted water.
Kirowooza ekyayi.
It's a past thought.
Sibalowooza.
They are not my children. You can refuse to know where you came from.
And
how you can make it back there. Oh Lord, Father, wait for us, our home in heaven. But that's where we came from.
You asked
before we were in a mother's womb.
That's
not a story, neither a word of thought. But we were there. And
he
chose out in him when
he
was going to put us before the Lord. He told us, you're meant to get back.
No
one kill the hope of the Father. I want to hold it. I expect you to hold it now. We have to put joy before the Father. And we will get back home. And he will count us as children which had gotten lost.
But
right now he's restored them.
Zaburi esula ya kyenda olinyo lw'okutaano.
Psalms 90:5.
Obatwalira ddala nga mukoka balinga otulo. Enkya balinga omuddo ogumera. Onyolo omukaaga. Enkya guloka gumera. Akawungeezi nga gusaliddwa era nga guwotose. Olw'omusanvu. Kubanga obusungu bwo butumalawo era bw'onyiga ne tweraliikirira. Olw'omunaana. Otadde obutali butuukirivu bwaffe mu musana gw'amaaso go. Ebibi byaffe eby'ekyama mu musana gw'amaaso go. Olunyo olw'omwenda. Kubanga ennaku zaffe zonna ziyita mu busungu bwo. Emyaka gyaffe giggwawo ng'ekirowoozo. Era maaso ga Katonda kizibu nnyo n'okuweza olunaku olwo.
And before God it's hard to reach even one day old. No one ever reaches one day old before God. For before God, one day counts this as a whole year. In this world, no one has ever made 1 year.
One day,
the one who was clothing to reach one day, Methuselah,
lived
969 years.
He
remained a few seconds.
Reach
one day before God.
But
when we get back above the heavens, when you reach 1,000 years, and they say he is one day old,
but
you have to live forever.
And to
reach, you say there are 30 years, and you are in thousands of years.
And
when you count how many seconds have you spent so far? Anyone
who
has reached a couple of minutes? Have you reached an hour before God?
Here
on the world you have not made it. You will count again yourself. Let's finish here.
Zaburi ya chenu nyirwa kumi.
Psalms 90:10.
Enaku z'emyaka gyaffe gy'emyaka nsanvu.
He
said in the body those are the years.
In
the flesh we are into that.
70 years.
Zaburi ya chenu nyirwa kumi.
Psalms 90:10.
Era naye amaanyi gaweze emyaka kinaana.
Bw'ofuna amaanyi g'emmere oyinza okuweza weza
of food you may stretch
your
80 years in that clothing. And he tells us down.
Naye amalala gawe kwe kutegana n'okunakuwala okwereere.
Kakati oluvannyuma lwa byonna eddalu lyokoze.
After all that the stubbornness you've done. As they headed the world of understanding, the world of toiling, hell,
fire
to melt your spirit, must be melted all day. Created to be there forever. God from God who was, who is, and who is going to be.
But
what did to it messed it and it got rebellious.
Zaburi ya chenda,
Psalms 90 verses 10.
Kubanga gaita mangu na fene tubula.
Babu lila dada.
They totally get lost.
Over kusini weyongera yomu
kiyena. And leave the world head on to hell.
Olunye ule kuminorumu.
Verses 11, Psalms 19.
Erani ama nyobu inza wovu sungu vo. No kunyiga bugwa. No kunyiga nga bugwani okutibwa. Olunye ule kuminebili. Otuyigirize tubalenga bwetutyo ennaku zaffe.
That
if you can teach us,
we count
our rightful days.
Kubanga tuli mu kino kinaana
nsanvu. Our rightful years, how many are they?
Tuli bana watu avaawa.
Where did we come from?
Eri myaka jaffe mitufu.
What are our rightful years?
Bigamba bino bye tubala bifu.
He said, what we count is wrong.
Nsanvu ku kinaana mangi gamme.
50 to 80 strength of food. Teach us the rightful years. Teach us that we to count them. If we count where we came from and where we are now, how we shall get back. We are going to get back to sanity. And spoke down as he finished.
Zaburi ya chenda.
Psalms 90 verses 12.
Otuigirize tubalenga batuche naku zafe.
That if
we can count the rightful days, where did we come from? If our home is heaven, how long did we spend up there?
And
how long have we spent here with this body? Why does this people going to be living there forever? After we learn that, the heart gets wise.
Like,
we have wisdom is increased now. And the honor to God. Thank you for coming. Most of this in the care of heaven. How we come on the world.
And
every part how it grows on the body.
Study
in the second heaven.
We've
just brought it in here. But we are still in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
Still
study of second group, seven groups of angels, their works, and their lifestyles, their sacred codes, and the seal of the seven groups.
We
shall move on with our journey of heaven on the first day. From around 4:30 and on Friday. And on Tuesday and Wednesday, we see schemes of the devils.
4:30.
May God bless you. Thank you for coming.